This is Radio City Talk.
It is Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. You're listening to Full Time. Coming up in a bit, we're going to be talking to Alex Elliott, who is a tour caddy, golf coach, and a man who's actually on tour at the moment with some of the best known faces in the world of golf, because I just want to chat to him about Tiger Woods, about the legacy of Tiger Woods, exactly what's happened over the last 48 hours and what's likely to happen with he as we head into sort of the nice, exciting part of the golfing season. But look, this is a beautiful, soft way to start talking about golf if you're not necessarily a golfing fan. There's a great story I'm about to share with you. In fact, I don't know how much of this I'm going to share with you. I think a young lady who sits in front of me at 11 years of age, she's called Jess Pinder. Her dad, Gary Pinder, joins me as well. And we are talking golf, and we are talking, hopefully, the start of a very wonderful, promising story. First of all, for both of you, is welcome. How are you feeling? Jess, how are you?
I'm very excited.
Good. Well, look, come closer to that microphone, Jess, and we're going to make sure that everyone can hear you. We're going to make sure, there you go, make sure everyone can hear you, because you've got a brilliant story. But Gary Pinder, Daddy's here as well. This is a golfing story, just to give everyone a heads up, and this is a brilliant golfing story. Are you a golfer yourself, Gary? Have you played? Did you play? Can you play? Are you any good?
I used to play quite a few years back, and then I stopped when I was about 18. And then when Jess got to about 6 years old, I took a hockey stick home from work because I'm a sports coach. And a hand-to-eye coordination was quite good. So we thought, oh, we'll give it a go with a golf club. And it just sort of went from there, really. And then Jess started playing, having lessons, because she was playing. I started playing again. And then my wife, Jess's mum, started playing. So the three of us all playing now, thanks to Jess playing.
So, Jess, this happened a couple of years ago?
Yeah, about 4 years ago she started.
Okay, it's weird. Like, I'm just thinking back to some of the big stories. Probably about 4 years ago when people started showing that video of Rory McIlroy chipping balls into a washing machine on the Kelly Show in UTV, a radio station, TV station I used to work on. And it went worldwide. And people who have kids started going, actually, let me just have a wee check here. Probably the top 10 highest paid sports people in the world. Did you get sucked in by that? Or did you just go, you seen it with the hockey stick and you went, whoa, this is not what I expected?
Not at all. I didn't get sucked in by that. It was just, I seen it with the hockey stick. And then when I brought the golf club home, straight away she was in like 10, 15 yards without any training or anything like that. So I thought, well, she enjoyed it, so we thought, oh, we'll give it a go. But speaking about that washing machine, our washing machine broke a couple of years back and she wouldn't let me throw it out. We had to go in the back garden.
Yes!
Until she practiced with it, and then it was there for about 3 weeks before she let us get rid of it.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Jess, let me talk to you. Do you remember when Dad brought home the hockey stick and you went, oh, let me have a wee go at this?
Yeah, I remember when he brought it home and we went to the park at the top of our road. I remember we were there for quite a long time, just hitting into the goal net.
Right, and did you think this is something I really enjoy doing, and sort of said to Dad, look, this is fun, and of course it was something that you could do with your dad as well.
Yeah, it's really good because it's a family sport as well. Because sometimes when you've got nothing to do at home, you get a bit bored.
Mm.
But now we just go, do you want to go and play golf? And then we all go out together, and it's really fun.
It is. It is, and I love doing that. That's probably the only reason I play golf. I'm absolutely no good at golf, but I love going out just to sort of have a bit of fun with my friends and family, and it's always a bit of fun you can have somewhere. But tell me what it was like when Dad said, here is a golf club. Had you seen golf before? Had you watched golf? Were you aware of it? And had you heard Dad maybe cursing himself on the golf course throughout the years?
No, not really. The closest thing I really got to a golf club at that age was mini golf. But I sort of, when I was swinging and I was playing, it sort of felt right, like not doing anything else, because now my world sort of goes around golf, which I'm really pleased with, because my friends say to me, what are you doing this weekend? Golf. And then they go, oh, again. And everyone in my school knows that I play golf now, and all the teachers are happy for me. And my teacher gives me lots of encouragement, and so does my PE teacher.
That's brilliant. I'm sure that's so important, Gary, because obviously education is massively important as well. But you can do things side by side if you manage your time right. So obviously, you can tell me how important it's been with the teachers and how hard it's been sort of balancing things up with school and with golf.
It is important to have a balance of both, because obviously you don't want to be forcing people into things. It's never been the case. It's always been, would you like to play today? And it's always been, yeah. Or if a competition comes up, would you want to play in this? And it's, if Jess says no, we don't enter them. But then outside of golf, she's a member of the local church choir kind of thing. So she's there Wednesday night, Thursday night. And it's important to have different interests and things. So she's, I mean, last week she was in a dance show, that sort of thing. So it's not just all golf. It is as much of, we give many options as we can.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, just, because you wanted to try everything. And then the cool come the day when she wakes up one day and goes, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, you're on here not just because you have a daughter who plays golf, because I'm sure there's hundreds of people listening at the moment who have sons and daughters who are 11 and 12 who play golf. It's a hugely popular sport now. And like I said, the stories that sort of developed at the back end of the Rory McIlroy chat, and then you see a lot of the youngsters, and you see, you know, everyone down from Jordan Spieth, even dropping further down, some of the youth players that are playing at the moment all started playing golf, you know, when they were youngsters, and therefore it becomes an interesting story. But Jess is here for a very specific reason. She actually turned out to be really good and better than Dad.
Yeah, quite a lot better than Dad, actually. But yeah, so she progressed and we started entering different competitions, and then we joined a golf club, which is Eccleston Park up in Rainhill. And we, last year especially, was just a crazy year, really. She entered the Wee Wonders competition, and she managed to get all the way to the national finals up in St Andrews. So she played up there. She entered the American Golf Championships, got to the national finals, and was on Sky Sports 4. I mean, she was 10 at the time, competing against 18-year-old, and she finished 5th in that one. And then she took part in the US Kids British Championships in August at Woodall Spa, and she finished 4th in that one as well. So it came from nowhere, really. We didn't see us going down this path at all.
How did you end up there, Jess? Were you just playing in your local club and you ended up feeling quite good about it, and somebody said, actually, there's a tournament you can enter? And how did that feel?
It felt good because people, instead of just saying, oh, she's just a little girl, they sort of looked at me and said, well, you can do this. And there's actually a woman at my golf club who said, join Lancashire Ladies, a club, and I'm in the under-14 squad. So I play with 14-year-olds and under, and we play at different courses, and it's really welcoming and quite good to be appreciated.
Right, so what was it like when you are playing a round of golf? What comes into your head? When I'm playing a round of golf, it's like I'm just trying so hard to pick up an extra shot. I'm just so pressured. And I'm one of those guys who throws his golf clubs at the bag if he makes a really bad shot. What goes into your head, you know, or do you just have it as so much fun, let's just get to there as quick as possible, and like you said, meet as many people and enjoy yourself?
I love to play well. I go to a golf competition thinking, just hit my handicap and you've done your job, really. And if the people I'm playing with are really friendly, then it's a bonus. And if I don't play well, it would be okay, because I love to play well, but it's all right if you've got people there that support you, even when you're not playing that well, they give you encouragement.
I think that's a huge part. We forget that when we get older, don't we?
Definitely. I mean, when we stand there and watch you go, there's times when I'm standing at the back and she's playing a match. She could be playing against 2 17-year-old boys, and they walk off, and obviously she's tiny compared to them, but she comes off, they shake hands, they get in the car and drive home most of the time, and then she comes off and says what a good time she's had, or how nice they were kind of thing. So that's something that's massive for Jess, the social side of it, she really enjoys.
And how do you get on against the aforementioned 17, 16, 15-year-old boys? Because you're going to end up in that bracket soon. You're going to be sort of 11, 12, 13, 14. And then I suppose competitions come along and then it's open to under 18s. So how do you get on a bit against the girls older than you, the boys older than you?
It's all right, because I'm used to it at my home club now. So when I go to a different competition, it's normal to play against people older than me. So it feels okay. It still feels a bit weird because they're really tall and they can hit it further than me. But I don't focus on that. I focus on like the skill side of it, because that's when it doesn't matter about one thing. There's different sort of things that come into account when you're playing golf, instead of just, oh, they can hit it further than me. It's maybe you're better at them at one thing, and that thing could help you during the round.
I'm trying to think what I was doing at 11. First of all, I wasn't talking in a succinct, organised, entertaining manner on a radio show, despite the fact 12 minutes ago Jess walked in here and said she was nervous. Jess, there's absolutely no signs of that. You did a brilliant job so far. I've been doing this for 15 years and I haven't been able to string a sentence, set of sentences together like that. And secondly, though, Jess, you're, and Dad as well, the head seems to be screwed on very well. Where does that come from? Is it you? Is it your other half? Is it just the type of girl she's always been?
I'd say it was me. No, I think she's always been like that, to be honest. She's always been very sensible. And she's always tried her best of things when she's, whatever she's tried, really, not just the golf. She's tried, whatever she's done, she's always given it 100% kind of thing. Like when she was younger, she used to do a bit of jiu-jitsu and swimming and things like that. So she's always been that way. It's just the way her personality is, really, I think.
There was a big one now. There's a big one coming up. And this is the one downside of being a really good youthful golfer, is the fact that unless you have, let's just say, a Nike or a Callaway or a Titleist spot you randomly in a club or at a championship and offer you sponsorship to be your, I suppose, what do they call it, equipment partner, and start throwing money at you, it's very, very difficult to fund everything. And something brilliant has happened to Jess, and we'd love to try and get Jess to where she wants to get to.
Yeah, she, on Thursday, we had an email through from the US Kids Golf Association. They have a world championship in Pinehurst, which is in North Carolina. And they've invited Jess, but unfortunately we've only had 6 weeks' notice to try and throw everything together, including flights and funds for hotels and things like that. And when something's thrown at us so late like that, we've just had no chance of trying to get things sorted. Mm. So it's a massive opportunity. It's literally the pinnacle of junior golf. There's all the best players in the world get there. And she competed at the US Kids British Championships, as I said earlier on, and really enjoyed the experience. And to get the opportunity to play at Pinehurst, for one, and then at a junior world championship, it's just what other doors that would open after that. But as you say, the financial side of things, it's just, it's a big ask.
It's baffling, yeah, because you got to get to Pinehurst, you got to get to North Carolina, you got to take you, your other half, and Jess as well. On top of that, you got to make sure you've got all the right equipment. You've got to make sure you've got all the right clothing, all the right rainwear. Then on top of that, you got to get all your accommodation. You got to get all your food. You got to get all your hydration. You got to have the caddy and Jess's food for all the holes of golf they're going to play. Then you told me just off air there's also entrance fees as well, which are flipping astronomical. What is an entrance fee for one round of golf?
£280 for the entry fee for this competition.
Would it make you? Does it make you a little bit frustrated with this type of thing? And I don't want to put any negative spin on this whatsoever, because this is a really positive story. But is it frustrating? The 6 weeks as well. That's a bit unfair.
That is really frustrating, because obviously if we had 12 months notice, or even got told at Christmas, it'd put us in a bit of a position to sort something out then. But to be given that opportunity with such a little amount of time to get everything together, it is frustrating. But it's, you try and, when we talk to people playing golf, you try and back golf, and people see it as this old man sport or old lady
and,
sport.
And an elitist sport that everybody playing it has a lot of money or is filthy rich. And that's not what golf is. Anyone who plays in the local clubs knows that's not the situation.
Exactly. And you, people who play golf know that, but people who are outside of golf don't. And you're trying to fight that all the time. And then when you're getting things like this come through, it's hard to defend it a little bit as well. But at the same time, as a parent, you want to be given the best opportunity.
Well, look, I'm going to use this show, and I know you don't necessarily want to use this show for this. You want to tell Jess a story, but if you'll allow me, I want to use this show because, well, I'm the host. My name's above the door. I can use this show to see if we can get some sponsorship for Jess. If we can, if there's anyone listening who has a business and potentially would like their name on, I don't know, is it like some of the other sports? Can you get their name on shirts and sponsorship and on bags and stuff as well?
Absolutely.
And be part of it. And I'm sure as Jess starts to grow and continues to grow, websites, Twitter, Facebook, you'll be connected with that. We've had some really good stories specifically in here. Like the City of Liverpool FC have done really well. They were a brand new football team that didn't exist X amount of weeks and months ago. And they got some sponsors in who kind of bought into the idea. And it's been really successful for them, right? And I would like someone to do that with Jess, if physically possible. If somebody is feeling like they want to be part of this story, which is an amazing story, just tell me again, where's she going?
Hopefully Pinehurst.
And what is it?
The US Kids Golf Junior World Championships.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. She's 11 years of age. She sits in front of me. And how can we get in touch with you if that does happen? Because we'll tweet this out as well.
Well, we've got a Just Given page set up that if you search for Jess Pindar, then you'll get it on that. You can also search Pindar to Pinehurst as well. It'll come up on that. It's the same page. Or you could email me if you're a local business who are looking to, who might be interested. And it'll be garypindar@hotmail.com.
Brilliant. Straightforward.
Yeah.
So, Jess, tell me, right, what's in your head? Tell me what you think it's going to be like if you do get to Pinehurst. Tell me what you'd really like to do out there, like, because it's the pinnacle for someone your age. What are you looking forward to?
I think it would be incredible if I got there because I play with people all over the world and meet different people that they've done the exact same as me, and they feel sort of a nice balance between us. Like, not one is better than the other, it's sort of level because we've all got to the same place. So I think it would be really, really good if I got there and hopefully play with different people from around the world.
Who's your favourite golfer?
My favourite golfer is Lydia Ko.
Right, why?
Because she's one of the youngest youngest girls on the LPGA Tour, and she, her attitude's amazing. When she hits a bad shot, she just smiles and carries on. That's why she's sort of my inspiration to do what she's doing now.
What's your favourite type of shot? Mine is probably none of them because I'm awful at them all. I genuinely don't have a favourite shot. Give me your favourite shot and your favourite club.
My favourite club is probably my driver. And my favourite shot is probably a flop shot over a bunker.
Over a bunker. Flop shots for me means in the bunker, in the water, and so much worse. And if you could have a golfing dream, right? I'm giving you a golfing dream because this in itself is a brilliant golfing dream. But if you had a golfing dream, what would it be?
My golfing dream would probably be to be on the LPGA Tour and the European Tour and to meet professionals that have worked hard to get where they are. Not just people who have just walked through it. They've had to work hard to get to where they are. So that'll be my dream, to be on the tours.
And how often are you playing golf at the moment, and what do you like about going and just enjoying it yourself?
I play golf Friday, Saturday, Sunday and go to the range twice a week. On Friday, I play at the West Lancashire Golf Club. On Saturday and Sunday, I play at Eccleston Park and West Lancashire, and then we just go to the driving range through the week.
And can I ask, do you ask an 11-year-old golfer what her handicap is? Is it measured like that?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, this is going to depress me, right? The 11-year-old who sits in front of me at the moment, who could be on her way to Pinehurst, North Carolina, for what's the title of the competition again?
The US Kids Junior World Golf Championships.
Right, Jess Pindar, what's your handicap?
22.
Oh my. Ah, this is sickening. This is, Jess, do you know what? You're an absolute star. You're 11 years of age. You're playing off a senior golfer's handicap of 22. If I break the 100 when I'm playing golf, I'm happy. Dad, is your handicap improved?
I'm down to 16 now.
Right.
So, but she's catching me up far too quickly.
But you're a fully grown, perfect man with man features. Jess, listen, you're an absolute star, not only from what you're doing in golf, and I will reiterate this, a couple of minutes ago, Jess said she was going to be nervous. I have no idea why you're nervous. I never even said to you, we normally have to say to people when you're doing interviews, you say to them, look, don't give me a one-word answer. Tell me, if I ask you a question, tell me what you mean and tell me why you mean it. I didn't get the time to tell you that before this, and you took to it like an absolute duck to water. You're a star.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything in the future, right?
Thank you.
I see this being the start of a journey, and I love being there in and around the start of these journeys. Do you know what? And you see when she's playing on the LPGA Tour, and I send that email, and you're on tour somewhere at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's this agent emailing us again, looking to get an interview with Jess. Okay, I want you to send one back. I want you to say, yes, you will come on my show the next day, whatever media sphere I'm working in, right? Is it deal?
Absolutely.
Deal, Jess?
Yeah.
Deal, Jess. Listen, once again, Dad, how do we get in touch and what can we do to try and see if we can get Jess to realise her dreams?
Yeah, so if you go on Just Given website, so you can search for Jess Pindar and that'll bring the page up there. Or if you want to contact me, it would be garypindar@hotmail.com.
PINDAR. I'll tell you what we'll do in the next 10 or 15 minutes. We will tweet out all of these details. We'll stick Gary's details on it. We'll stick we'll actually stick this very interview we're having right now. We'll get it back out there so people can listen to this. If you have seen this or you do see it on the Twitter account in the next 10 or 15 minutes, retweet it. Make sure if we can get businesses listening to this, and let's send this young lady to what is potentially going to be a future of golfing greatness. Jess, Gary, thank you so much for joining me on Radio City Talk.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
This is Radio City Talk.